Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The Odyssey is so long that I felt my beard growing. My beard did not get as long as the beard on the face of Matt Damon. Matt Damon plays Odysseus, Greek king of Ithaca, in The Odyssey. Of course, Odysseus grew his beard for 20 years, which is the length of time that it took him to return from the Trojan War to Ithaca, Greece. Waiting for Odysseus were his wife, Penelope, played by Anne Hathaway, queen of Ithaca, and their son, Telemachus, played by Tom Holland, Prince of Ithaca. The Odyssey movie is nearly 3 hours long. Reading the Greek epic poem, The Odyssey, would take about 10 hours. Seeing the movie, ahem, shaves about 7 hours off of reading the poem. The movie is based on the epic Greek poem attributed to Homer circa the 8th or 7th century BC. The poem is an amalgam of oral tradition. The performance of the poem, The Odyssey, is represented in the movie by a bard, played by Travis Scott, the rapper, as he bangs a pole on the Ithaca castle floor to emphasize the rhythm and beat while he recites the verses. Talk about beat poetry. It may have been the first slam poetry contest. The Odyssey is directed by Christopher Nolan. He's a 2-time Oscar winner for Oppenheimer, and he directed Dunkirk, Inception, and Memento. Christopher Nolan directs The Odyssey from the screenplay he wrote based on the poem. The screenplay stays true to the original poem in characters, plot, and tone. Odysseus must negotiate a sea voyage in a traditional longboat with billowing sail and rows of men pulling oars. They encounter a giant cyclops, a witch, played by spooky Samantha Morton, giants who attack them, and the sirens and the Scylla and Charybdis. The story is told in a non-linear narrative style. There are many flashbacks, including the storming of the city of Troy involving the Trojan horse, with Odysseus and his soldiers hiding inside. On an island, Calypso, played by Charlize Theron, drugs Odysseus with lotus flowers and detains him for 7 years. The goddess Athena, played by Zendaya, is seen only by Odysseus, appearing throughout the movie, counseling him and encouraging him. There is castle intrigue in Ithaca, led by Antinous, played by Robert Pattinson, one of the many suitors of Penelope in the absence of Odysseus. As befits a swords and sandals genre movie, there's lots of action. The violence is not that graphic, with few depictions of blood. Matt Damon as Odysseus is stoic, with a quiet intensity, and rarely, if at all, breaks into his trademark big grin. The Odyssey is epic cinema in every way imaginable. It's filmmaking as in the golden days of Hollywood. It's a journey that you should consider taking to the movie theater to see it. The Odyssey is MPA rated R for violence and some language. Opening August 14, Paw Patrol, the Dino Movie, MPA rated PG. Cal Brunker directs the voice talents of McKenna Grace, Fortune Femster, Terry Crews, Snoop Dogg, Paris Hilton, Jennifer Hudson, and the animation. The Paw Patrol lands on a mysterious dinosaur island after a storm, where they meet Rex, a stranded pup. The team faces their biggest rescue mission yet, to save the island. The Brink of War, MPA rated PG. Michael Russell Gunn directs Jeff Daniels, J.K. Simmons, Jared Harris, and Hope Davis in the history thriller. President Reagan tries to save a nuclear deal with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev as pressure mounts. It's based on true events. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.